Welcome back to Side 2 of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November 2005. Now let's get back to Ken Honestchuk with Sports Networks.
The Ottawa Senators will be on 1200, the fan, of course. Seem to call those sports stations fan. CFGO there. No announcers given, though, of course. I'm just glad to get the calls. Philadelphia, 610, WIP, Tim Saunders and Brian Propp, probably a small network. The Phoenix Coyotes, owned by Wayne Gretzky, 1060, KDKB, and that's what? 10 KDUS and 93.3 KDKB. Get the right calls there. And 9 affiliates with Kurt Kyle Beck and Charlie Simmer. The Pittsburgh Penguins, 94.5 WDVE and 97 WBGG, Paul Steger, Walden, Phil Burke. The San Jose Sharks on the Fox, they call it, 98.5 KUFX and 9 others with Dan Resanowski. The St. Louis Blues on 550, not 9 like I said last time, 550 KTRS and non-commercial. 88.7 WSIE in Edwardsville, Illinois. And 17 others with Chris Kerber and Kelly Chase. The Tampa Bay Lightning, 620 WDAE with Dave Mishkin and Phil Esposito. Toronto, Maple Leaf, 640 CFMJ, Mojo Radio. And the Vancouver Canucks, 1130 CKNW, Jim Houston, John Shorthouse, and Tom Larscheid. I can look at this list and tell you the six original teams that were in the National Hockey League before they expanded in 67. Boston, Chicago, Detroit, Montreal, New York Rangers, and Toronto. Yep, there were six teams then. Then they expanded. It's been wild ever since. Okay, real quick, I'll do this NBA stuff I happened to find out, and of course I'll update you, because by the time you get this tape, they'll be doing exhibitions. Boston Celtics, 680 WRKO, Charlotte Bobcats, 1061 WNMX in Waxhaw, Miami Heat, 610 WIOD, New Jersey Nets, 66 WFAN, New York Knicks, 1050 WEPN, Orlando Magic, 740 WQTM, Philadelphia, 610 WIP, Conflicts to 1210 WPHT, Washington Wizards, thank you, 980 WTEM or 570 WTNT, Atlanta, 680 WCNN, or else probably an FM in case of the conflict with the Thrashers. Chicago, I think last year on 1000 MVP, Cleveland, 1100 TAM or 100.7 MMS. Detroit, 1130 DFN. Indiana, 1070 WIBC. Milwaukee, 620 WTMJ, or the conflicts moved to 1290 WMCS, of course. New Orleans, 1280 WODT or 99.5 WRNO. Toronto, 590 CJCL. Dallas, 103.3 KESN, Denver, 950 KKFN, or they moved to a sports talk station as a backup conflict with Avalanche. Houston, 610 KILT, Memphis, 103.5 WRBO, and Como, Mississippi. Yeah. Minnesota, 1130 KFAN, San Antonio, 1200 WAI, Salt Lake City, Utah Jazz, 1320 KFNZ, Golden State Warriors out of Oakland, 680 KNBR. LA Clippers, 1150 KXTA and 690 Extra. LA Lakers, 570 KLAC. Phoenix Suns, 620 KTAR. Portland Trailblazers, 750 KXL. Sacramento, 1140 KXTK. In Seattle, 950 KJR. More information coming up. Any corrections, please call me, 815-774-0184. If you want to email me, if I ever get a chance to look at the darn thing, knjoanne at netscape.com. And that's that. That's it for now. I hope to hear some convention news from somebody on this tape. Take her away, Fred, and let's see what's up next. Okay, pal? Bye-bye.
Heidi Eckers, welcome to Market Scope for November 2005. Once again, we join Paul Burkhart as he scans up the AM band from his remote DX location on Cape Cod.
90 is a Spanish station broadcasting some baseball game.
Away from PA.
What would you like to do?
$170 million is a lot of...
10 is WINS, New York City. 10-10 wins.
Okay. Or tomorrow? Oh, I might show up, but I don't know how much work will get done that day.
Houston on top of Washington, 13-1 in the ninth inning. Round over the...
20 KDKA in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, broadcasting the Pirates game.
Two runs on three hits, two men left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the 10th inning. It's Colorado 5, the Pirates 3.
We at A&W would like to invite you to participate in the CEO of the Mind.
I thought I had after September 11th, and I still believe it. People always throw nasty Germany at us.
10:30, of course, WBZ in Boston.
A domestic passport in which...
10:40. We will go to the 10:50 since I cannot identify that station.
And the good part is, if you're in the thing, yes, it's concise. No commercials, no music, raw content. Just calls, emails, my rants. And it's shorter than the 3 hours because we take everything else out. We lift it all out.
ESPN Radio 1050 WEPN in New York City.
.com, R-O-M-E.
And you can read up on that.
Board pocket is a $15 million.
1060 KYW, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
You're welcome very much.
And I would say the last story of the National Hockey League, good sign of contract.
Enjoy. They save you from the ground. When you crank up the volume, they save you from the.
70. We have CBA. Maritimes, New Brunswick.
Become sailing by in ridiculous now.
Visit your New England Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
WTIC Hartford, Connecticut, Red Sox baseball.
He's now as Julio delivers and Crawford swings away since the fly ball.
90 WBAL Baltimore, Maryland.
And he will make the catch, one pitch, one down.
Down in the count, Owen Zula, see now what happens.
1100 is WTAM Cleveland, Ohio, but when I turn the radio to null out WTAM, there's a big jumble of stations. I wouldn't be surprised if one of the stations was from Granada in the West Indies. Let's see, radio and from the West Indies. That's all I can tell you about that one.
Home for what? For your husband?
Right, absolutely.
1110 WBT Charlotte, North Carolina.
What?
Belinda.
Since nothing.
Please stay tuned, and of course you can call in, and I'll do my best to respond to your...
1130 is WBBR New York City. That's 1130. 1120, I'm not sure what that station was.
Central capital of the world and on the internet. This is WBBR New York.
The area's Nick Robertson reports the fatal shooting has upset some residents in the area.
TTT, 1150. In Boston, 1140, very jumbled.
Witnesses, at least in the head.
Shane Black.
We have 1160, 1170 coming up. Some Chicago station, 1160. There could be a Bermuda station on 1160 as well.
Edmonton Run Mine AM Prep Plant.
1170, there's WWBA Wheeling, West Virginia.
And Run Mine AM Prep Plant.
Collected from commercial brokers by the Transportation Security Administration and its contractors.
And
various passenger lists with terrorist databases. The TSA was supposed to use only...
1180 WHAM Rochester. When you tuned away, you get a Spanish station from Cuba or from some of the other countries in Latin America.
Providing affordable housing.
That conferencing with Goats Amazing.
1190 WOWO, W-O-W-O, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable.
Right,
right, make as often as you want.
$1,200, quite a few stations. None to be identified.
Talking about the makeup line. It's about making sure I relieve my pain.
1210, WPHT, Philadelphia.
Saturday, wake up early, get it cold, and celebrate, because it's never Saturday.
Whole bunch of stuff on 1220. One of the Red Sox stations, WQUN in Hamden, Connecticut.
T officials say searches will be an option in the future, but
okay, nothing on 1230 except a whole bunch of stations, all graveyard stations. 1240 is WBURAM, West Yarmouth on Cape Cod. It's simulcasting with WBURFM in Boston, 90.9.
84, sunny on Sunday, a high of 82. Right now it's 85 in Boston. We're funded by you, our listeners, and by the Hans and Margaret Ray Curious George Foundation, recognizing the importance of the arts and culture in the lives.
Police station at 1250, possibly WARE in Wear Mass. WMKI in Boston with another station unidentified right now.
Tremendous problems getting into the parking lots here. Lack of deals and the fastballs inside one another.
First pitch speed is sponsored by Roadrunner High Speed Online. Faster than ever, call 1-800-OK-CABLE. That pitch came in at 92 miles an hour.
70, I believe that is WSPR Springfield. That seems logical. It's Yankee Station. It wouldn't be the station in Dover, New Hampshire. It's got to be SPR.
Foul back to the screen and the count 1-2. Lackey's had a very good year, like pitching.
3.97. WADO New York City at 1280. I know WEIM in Pittsburgh is in there somewhere. But right now, not too much can be identified. Nothing on 1290 right now, just jumble. $1,300, nothing but jumble. $1,310 or $1,320, except a whole big crowd of stations. Possibly WRCA Waltham, Boston at 1330, among lots of other stations. On 1340 right now, just a bunch of junk. On 1350, except a whole crowd of stations. DRC 1360 in Hartford with some Spanish stations in there. $1,370. There is a Red Sox affiliate. That is WDEA Ellsworth, Maine. The station playing Blue Velvet, it's possibly WFEA Manchester, though I heard an 803 area code on their advertisements. A Spanish station in New York with the music of your life from, I think, Rutland, Vermont. I'm not sure. And that cannot be identified at this time. WHMP Northampton, amongst all the jumble from these graveyard stations. WPOP Hartford, Connecticut, another New York Yankees station.
No, I understand that radical Islam converted those nations through terror, isn't that what you're saying?
Yeah, and once the people came under that, and the influence, the communists,
there's no there. Could be WBSM New Bedford, among over the other jumble.
Right, well, we understand this, but India itself is a military
people.
At a party or any private party.
Would you believe we've had weddings and high school class reunions and fundraisers? We take teams.
There is 1430 WXKS, among other stations, playing Air America Radio, but there are other stations in there. WJAB Westbrook, Portland, Maine, which is the Red Sox station for that area. There are some other stations that cannot be identified. Here is 1450, all kinds of mixed up stations. Jacksonville, Florida station, and there's a Virginia station there in 1460.
Some people might raise their eyebrows, but in this day and age, a lot of those old rules are by the board. Now, if it was 10 to 1 in the series, right, so somebody with a drill.
Here is 1480 WSAR on Fall River with a New York station, I believe, which is playing some sort of probably Spanish music here. Okay, this at 1490.
Station Stabilization Board votes America West.
GOP Washington, D.C. at 1500.
He's from the ATSC. Real estate
camp on August 1st in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Despite the fact
Southwest
that he doesn't have a new contract done. And that was the noise that his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, and T.O. for that matter.
1510, that's WWZN in Boston.
Motown memory from Buffalo's KB Radio 1520.
Coming up, I promise you, on this dusty station.
If you don't change your oil and filter regularly,
1530. The station in Cincinnati, Ohio. I think it's WCKY Cincinnati.
The feature we're about to hear is part of our Flashback Friday series here at Focus on Family, where we go way back and grab things that haven't been heard for some time and put them on the air for those who may not have heard them yet.
You know, Dr. Donson heard this particular tape 10 years ago.
40 Albany, New York.
If the dance floor is gonna make the sweat to your bleed, if that opened up.
1560 is WDZY, New York. Used to be WQXR in New York City. Now it's Radio Disney.
Spencer, Long Island University.
I can blame the Clinton administration, the liberal media.
Hundred is WWRL out of New York City. As you've been hearing throughout this report, we have some thunderstorm activity coming up. So 1610 all throughout the sub band. There are, there's some activity, but the stations are kind of weak. There's a WWRU in Jersey City at 1660. There's a station at 1680. There's a station at 1690, and there are a couple of 1700. And that is what I have to report to you right now on the whole AM band from Chatham. It's around 10:30 p.m. on July the 22nd.
Thanks, Paul, for all your efforts and DXing expertise. Don't forget, if you'd like to submit a market scope or air check of an interesting station from your area, send it to me, Phil Wayne, at 313 West Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio 43351, 1652. In appreciation, I'll send you back a shiny new CD full of classic radio jingles. Next, it's We're Talking Radio.
Well, again, this month we're talking radio, and we're back with Greg Hardison out in Los Angeles to finish up with him. And Greg, I think we've had a good exercise in emergency radio. What do you think?
Absolutely. If you look at the post-Katrina efforts that, as we speak, are still going on, as a matter of fact, with the United Radio Broadcasters of New Orleans, I think they are definitely rewriting the book or writing a new book on emergency broadcasting, post-emergency broadcasting, and certainly the good that they've done for the community and that entire region is immeasurable. Absolutely immeasurable.
Do you think we're going to see any awards given to any stations for their emergency communications?
Well, to tell you the truth, I would have loved to have seen the NAB scrape up some kind of award during their recent gathering in Philadelphia. It was certainly at the time that they had their little schmooze fest, as it were, they were fully aware of what WWL and the Clear Channel stations in New Orleans have done to, you know, what they've put together to bring service to the communities. I should mention, too, that we're talking about the Clear Channel stations in Baton Rouge as well, notably WSKR and WJBO, who have lent their facilities to the New Orleans folks ever since Katrina blasted through the area.
And what about some of the Florida stations? Have you heard any news about how they're reacting to this Hurricane Wilma?
Well, as a matter of fact, the stations in Florida seem to have already pulled out of the effort rather readily. Of course, you know, Florida, I think, is probably a little more jaded about hurricanes and that kind of weather in general, certainly, than the New Orleans area is. Florida went through the Andrew experience back in the early 90s, and God knows how many hurricanes have blasted through there in the last, two or three years. Florida, it's almost an old hat thing, you know, with hurricanes, not to downplay the damage or the problems that they've had, but they certainly are generally more prepared for that sort of thing in Florida than any other part of the country. I think probably a good analogy would be if the inevitable earthquake coming up out here in California at some point in the future, whether near or far. You know, I've been through a few of those myself, even actually have done reporting for ABC Radio during the Whittier quake and some during the Northridge quake. You know, we have our quakes and we have our problems with them, and we clean up and pick up and carry on and basically sit back and wait for the next one. If you had a similar earthquake, God forbid, in an area, say, such as Charleston, South Carolina, which had the big one in, what was it, 1883,
mm-hmm.
You know, then with the lack of preparation, everything going from brick buildings, you know, the preponderance of brick buildings, all the way into probably every other area of life, you would have the need for a much greater emergency response. And I think, you know, that ties directly into the response that you're still seeing in New Orleans, as opposed to, you know, what really is not going on right now in Florida with emergency broadcasting. Certainly stations have made efforts there. West Palm Beach, I know WJNO is making a big effort locally. Also in the Miami area, WIOD and WINZ, you know, gave comprehensive coverage to, you know, everything that, that they needed to there. WFLA up in Tampa was well on top of it also, even though Tampa wasn't directly slammed quite the way that Miami was.
Well, let's talk about another storm of such, and that is the Howard Stern storm. What's going on with Howie, and how are some of the broadcasters reacting to these changes?
Well, you know, Howie, when you think about him, he's sort of the last bridge of a passing era, because, you know, love him or hate him, you have to, you know, you can't deny the fact that, for example, Howard has a very good voice for broadcasting. He's got a very resonant voice that comes through, and you can hear it on some spots he does, particularly in some of the local spots he does for his various local markets. That's something that is not a requirement anymore for radio people. You know, you can't tell me Ryan Seacrest hasn't necessarily a resonant voice, or, for that matter, you know, many other big names coming up these days. Howard is, in his own right, a genius. He has ridden radio and the evolution of radio over the last 20, 25 years far beyond the point that anybody else could have. I think a lot of credit should, and I think Howard would agree with this, a lot of credit should go to Gary Delabate, his producer, for packaging the act the way he has over the last 15 plus years. You know, the other people that Howard has had around him also. He's been very fortunate to have met up with the people that he did when he did and to achieve the chemistry that he did with these folks to create the product that he has. I've personally spent my own years of listening to Howard until I pretty much just got tired of the act, and I think that's I don't think that's a slam on him. I just think that it was just overexposure on my part. And Infinity now, with their announcements of using different people in different parts of the country, different solutions, you know, for filling the Howard Gap and Morning Drive, David Lee Roth in much of the East, Rover from Cleveland out of the Midwest, including Chicago, and then, of course, Adam Carolla out here in the West. I think it's an interesting marketing move, and I think that's almost solely what it is. It's an attempt by Infinity to hold on to as many institutional sponsors as they possibly can, you know, and certainly from the repertoire that they've built up for their growing list of owned and operated stations over the last few years. Howard, a good example of that is the fact that Howard's only affiliate in Los Angeles has always been KLSX 97.1. Well, when that first started, KLSX was a property of Greater Media, a company out of New Jersey. And Infinity, of course, you know, everybody made money off the setup. Infinity making money off their network spots. Certainly having an affiliate in Los Angeles didn't hurt. KLSX made plenty of money and plenty of ratings as well off of Howard over the years. Several years later, Infinity owned KLSX. KLSX, of course, is one of the free FM stations as being rebranded now by Infinity. It really shows the impact, though, of Howard Stern on the radio industry in general, I think. The fact that you're completely rebranding stations after his departure.
Do you think that you know, he's going to make as big of a hit on Sirius as everyone thinks he's going to?
I think there's a very good chance that Howard is going to make himself now more of a cult phenomenon rather than a, you know, if you can call him up to this point, a mainstream event. Among his listeners, among the people who migrate to Sirius and who already have it, you know, he will hold on to an audience for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what kind of numbers are we talking about? How many people actually will go to that effort to subscribe to Sirius? Strictly listen to Howard Stern and or to the stations that, you know, to the channels that he's going to be programming. Speaking personally, if Howard Stern is on the radio in front of me, I won't run away from it. I won't necessarily change it. I will listen for at least a few seconds to see what he's doing and what he's saying and whether or not it's worth my effort to stay there and to see what he's going to do. Some of his political satire, even though I don't necessarily agree with all of his politics, some of his political satire is absolutely brilliant. Howard's imitations of Teddy Kennedy are priceless, for example, which is not what people tune in to hear him do.
Right, but do you think that some of these, the hosts that are going to be taking over for Howie on some of the radio stations, the terrestrial radio stations, are going to have as much of an impact as Howie did?
Oh, they'd be lucky if all of them put together had an impact that Howard did. To answer that question succinctly, absolutely not. David Lee Roth, I think, could get some attention. He could be another Ted Nugent in the sense of a musician who, you know, migrates to radio and actually does pull numbers. Or he could get completely tired of it and just turn around and walk away from it after a year or two. The general reaction that I've heard to Rover coming out of Cleveland is who, or maybe whom would be more grammatically correct. I don't know that. In California, Adam Carolla is almost like the Infinity Bad Boys version of Ryan Seacrest, although he does have a more resonant voice. That's one thing I'll give Adam. And, you know, some of the things he's done with Jimmy Kimmel I've actually enjoyed. It's from a comedy aspect. Adam Carolla, though, is the kind of guy where people may end up getting tired of him quicker than the Infinity heads think. And in that case, I think you can compare him to Jon Stewart.
Well, that's an interesting parallel. And let me
not to say that either one of those guys is lacking talent.
Right.
In fact, out of the replacements, I have not heard David Lee Roth on the air. I can't imagine that it would be something I would tune in to listen to. You know, and that may be a completely unfair statement on my part, but I'm willing to make that. Adam Carolla, I think, would certainly have the most talent out of the three and would be the most listenable and probably would have the most chance of long-term success. But it's going to be a question of marketing, whether or not these guys are marketed well, not only within their own niches, within their own expected markets, but for new listeners as well. Any broadcast enterprise is going to be wanting new listeners. I really don't think there's a lot of conscious thought going toward that in the CBS upper chambers. You know, I don't think that's necessarily reflected in the choices they're making, but I just don't think that they're assuming that there is a chance of actually pulling in new listeners, given the competition of satellite radio, of MP3s, iPods, etc.
Well, speaking of changing voices and such, we've had recently the departure, or soon-to-be departure, of Art Bell on Premier Networks' Coast to Coast AM. And a new guy seems to have taken the microphone, Ian Punnett, out of Minneapolis. You think Ian's going to measure up to Art's standards?
Well, Ian puts a very capable show together. He puts a lot of work into it. He definitely does his research, which I think is something that's a necessity for anybody hosting a Coast to Coast show. All of the Coast to Coast hosts have excellent support staff as well in terms of research and just preparation for the show. Art's appeal has been much, in fact, 100 years from now, we may look back at Art Bell and say that he was the last truly mass appeal broadcaster
right.
in the United States. Art Bell is a guy who absolutely everybody has heard of, whether avid radio listeners or you know, for people who barely ever listen to the radio. Everybody knows who Art Bell is. Everybody has heard the name. Everybody associates him with, you know, the subjects that are generally covered by Coast to Coast. It's really just a very right brain, almost limbic response. Art definitely is an extremely professional broadcaster. You know, he's been doing this since he was, what, 4 years old?
Right.
I think Art started radio when he was, what, 15 or so, something
right.
like that. And, you know, I know in my own conversations with him over the years, I could tell you that Art lives, eats, breathes, et cetera, with radio. I mean, he is completely a radio hound and not at all, you know, somebody who's just dabbling in it as a hobby, which would bring us around almost circularly back to at least one of those previously mentioned Infinity hosts. But I digress. Art is the broadcaster's broadcaster as far as that goes. And I do think that he has certainly established, you know, the genre that Coast to Coast is reflecting.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, the producers have been lucky with George Norrie. George is a very talented guy in his own right. And,
exactly.
And approaches it, you know, in a completely different way than Art, but in a way that also lends itself very nicely to, you know, the subjects that are covered. George really grows on you, I think, as a listener. George is the kind of guy that, you know, after a while, you realize you've been listening every night for 6 months, and you're not about to stop.
Well, George impresses me as quite the gentleman when he does his program. He doesn't berate the guests. He looks for the hard questions, but he's not rude to people.
Very much so. And even when yet he can still be challenging at the same time.
Oh yeah.
He can still be very directly challenging, but does so in a very classy way. Art had a good touch of that too. Art's a little rougher around the edges, but.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had a very good touch of that, too. Both of these guys are, you know, very, very articulate. And Ian, as well, in his own right, is very articulate as well.
Right.
I don't think Ian has the voice resonance that Art or George do. You know, but
he sure has been running the ferret gag into the ground, though. I have to admit that.
Yeah. I've heard that a little much as well. And, you know, I would imagine that, he may be getting a lot of email response from it. I don't know.
I imagine those guys get tons of email, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, they do there. Well, in fact, George makes very good use of it, I think, on the show with his fast blast techniques that he incorporates into the show when he gets into open forums. Art did a little bit of that as well. Art was doing some of that back years ago, even before it was a premier show.
Right.
Art was using email, you know, from listeners. Although not to the extent that you hear George doing it.
Right.
It definitely shows the existence of the overnight markets and the need that has been found to fill out of that one. And you're seeing that, I think, in reflections of other overnight programming as well, you know, which is more music intensive, of course, a lot of it in the adult contemporary and country and western arenas. and, of course, your trucking shows, which have been around for years.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of that can be credited back to Ray Bream, you know, starting that with KABC back in the 1960s in Los Angeles.
Exactly.
Of course, also, you've got to give credit to Herb Jepko with the Nightcap show out of KSL back around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even before that, you can look at, what was it, Dolly Holiday.
Now you're going way back.
Well, I guess I'm dating myself, but that's because nobody else will go out with me. So.
Well, Greg, I'd like to thank you for being on our segment, We're Talking Radio, and we hope to talk to you in the future about radio happenings. If you ever get a good tip or something like that, give us a call, will you?
Absolutely, and it's certainly my pleasure. Anytime, Fred.
The DX Audio Service, Musings from Members. The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, the editors, or publishers. Members may muse by calling the Action Line 24 hours a day.
I was making my way through the wasteland.
This is Fred Vobey from Lima, Ohio, calling in a muse. Well, just yesterday, which would have been the 5th of October, the very new WFDF in Farmington Hills, Michigan, signed on the air. WFDF was a station out of Flint, Michigan on 910. They have moved down to the city of Farmington Hills. Their transmitter is actually in Carlton, just north of Monroe, Michigan. And they're blistering the Detroit metro area with 50,000 watts of Radio Disney.
This is Camille Petreca of Wethersfield, Connecticut. I have not heard WREB at 930 in Holyoke, Massachusetts for many years, and I think that it's gone. It was mentioned in the travel log in August, but I think it has disappeared. Oh, well. Bye for now.
Glenn Schrader calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Ham call, KA9 Yankee India uniform. I just wanted to make a couple comments about a great gathering we had here in Madison on Saturday, the 12th annual Radio Enthusiasts get-together. It was great. It was held at Burroughs Park here in Madison, and about 40 people attended, and got to meet a lot of great people that I've heard of before and never talked to, like Ernie Wasilowski from Nebraska, and a lot of others. There were people here from all over the place, as far away as Massachusetts, and Scott Feibusch was here from New York, and like I said, Ernie was here from Nebraska. There was quite a few people from Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, the surrounding areas. Had some great demonstration of IBOC and the prototype receiver. And later on, we all went to dinner. We had door prizes from Universal Radio and others. And then we all ended back at the people that were still left, ended up back at Bill and Nina Dvorak's house. And they're great host and hostess, as always. Sat around talking about radio and had a lot of fun, and the gathering broke up about, started breaking up about 10 o'clock or so. But anyway, a good time was had by all.
Mark Urban in Harrington, Kansas, got a four match to report. After playing regional Mexican music for just 1 year, KINA 910 in Salina has dropped that format to become News Talk. Among the programs they carry are Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Neil Bortz, and Fox Sports Radio. And they're also the first area affiliate for Fox News. And it should be noted that this is their third format change in 3 years.
Hello, Fred. Congratulations to the number. This is Ernie. How are things down in Louisiana for the world of radio? And do we have any members down there that we should be concerned about? Because, I mean, everybody's thinking about it, but I said, let me think about the ones who be interested in radio, because I don't know how they're doing. Well, you take care, and I hope all things are okay with you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye. This is Ernie.
Hi, this is John Timber, in Elmira Heights. Any of the DXers out there might know, how do you repair... where can I get a Philco 1935-36 model radio repaired? It gets weak as you listen to it, and also it only goes up, for some reason, it only will go up to 1400 unless I turn screws in the back and make it go up to 1600 by using screws, but it doesn't affect the main radio dial. If anybody knows anything about the 1935-36 Philco radios, this would be a floor model type. I've always taken the radio out of the cabinet and got it in a box ready to send, but I have no place to send it to. 73 is good DX.
Hi there, audio service members. Mike Dukin calling from Hayward, Wisconsin on Tuesday, September the 13th. Boy, I really enjoyed this month's magazine with the old news sounders and the old jingles. And hey, it was great to hear Charlie Van Dyke at the end of side two there. That was really great. A couple other things I wanted to mention. I really enjoyed the Market Scope, with the Cincinnati Market Scope, and really appreciated a little extra time from WCIN, the Black formatted station. That was really great too. Phil Wayne, thank you very much. Wayne Ryan, the stations that you heard, the station in Green Bay, Wisconsin on 1360 was WTAQ. They are a CBS affiliate, news talk format owned by Midwest Communications. And I'm not wondering if they were using their daytime pattern of 10,000 watts as they were bringing tornado coverage. And the other station you heard, of course, on 1510 was WAUK in Waukesha, serving the Milwaukee area. And as mentioned, WHBY in Kimberly, Wisconsin, just outside of Appleton, is alive and well at night with their, I guess, 25,000 watts or 10,000 watt signal, as Bill Hale mentioned. I'm hearing them real well up here during the evening hours, bringing Jim Bohannon and other top programming. Well, that is all.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. What a terrific convention. I want to thank everyone for their kindness from the bottom of my heart to me and to all of us. Down in Culpsville, I made friends with Mark Marino from Jacksonville, Illinois, a very nice fella, another blind fella with a guide dog. WPEN in Philadelphia will be going all sports 1st of October. I presume they'll probably go with Fox Network, given what else is in the area. WBEN Buffalo on 930 has been on the air 75 years, and while we were doing 920, we didn't get CKNX in Wingham. They've been on a long time, too. They're a great country music radio station. And Cool 100.1 I want to mention. Dave Wattmau got it after he left me Labor Day night while he was on the way home. It's a country station. We think somewhere in the States, but we don't exactly know just where it is. I'm certainly looking forward to Akron, Ohio next year. That is a wonderful place. And George and Tim are great people that we know over there. I know we'll have a wonderful time. I'm going to Oakville, Ontario this weekend for the Ontario DX convention. The station in Lockport, New York on 1340 and even New York on 1490 tonight, September the 19th, we're coming in terrific after dark. And I thought that was remarkable for stations being on graveyard frequencies. Tonight, there's a football game between Toronto and Edmonton in the Canadian League, and the CBC, several of their workers are locked out, so it's on with no commentary. They're having to just listen to the PA announcer give his announcements as to what happened after each play. And a very sad report about our friend Tom Cheek, the longtime Toronto Blue Jays broadcaster. His health is failing. He's losing his memory, and he's having to eat left-handed, which he never did before, and it's just very sad. I'm terribly sorry to hear it. Also, Larry Kruger and his assistant, and I believe the program director of the station, were fired at KNBR in San Francisco. And the Score 670 in Chicago will also be on the Internet now, besides picking up the White Sox games for next year. I want to congratulate George Green. He's now been in every county in the 48 adjacent states, joining Greg Coniglio, who accomplished the feat a few years ago. This was completed at International Falls, Minnesota, earlier this week, or about last weekend or so, and they got into Coochaching County.
And that will have to be the last word, as we're out of time. This tape is being mailed on the 3rd of November. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support radio.